This morning for our devotion, we read from Ephesians chapter 5. I'm going to read an extra verse than what's printed. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. And we pray. These are your words, dear Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. And please be seated. To me, it's kind of funny that in the Star Wars universe, the people that made it had to think of like little rules to differentiate the good guys and the bad guys, the light and dark side. So like we all maybe know that the light side, if you're a Jedi, you got to have like a green or a blue lightsaber, usually with some exceptions. And if you're dark side, you need to have a red lightsaber. But the funny thing is that, but when you're in space, the good guy X-Wings shoot red lasers at things, and the bad guy TIE fighters shoot green. So I guess they were thinking about it and totally were like, well, in space, let's flip those things around. But they're still like doing kind of fundamentally the same activity. I mean, they're both sides are blowing stuff up and killing. I guess the different color, it's like killing you with positive attitude or for a good purpose. But I think even a more extreme thing, maybe I'll bring this to light, is how there's that little rule where if like you're a good guy Jedi, you don't use lightning on people. But if you're like the Emperor bad guy, you can lightning people, and that's where the line is drawn. But then I think about episode one where Obi-Wan is fighting Darth Maul, and it's like he literally cuts a guy in half and kicks him into an weird energy precipice of some sort. And how is that, you know, so much better than tasing a guy? You know, let alone the fact that there's always like an energy precipice around and no glass covering it, anything like that. And he could have actually used the force to pull Darth Maul up because they have that power. He could have pulled him up and talked to him and said, you know, now that I have your attention, let's talk about your life choices or, you know, let's rethink these core values here. But he doesn't do that. He just saw him in half and down an energy hole for some reason. So even in a fictional universe, they need these little ways to distinguish good and bad, light from dark, even though they are kind of doing the same sort of stuff with the same sort of tools, just one is supposedly more justified than the other. And it's easy when we see, you know, in the biblical text here I read, we got light and dark going on. And it's easy to see that the thing between light and dark is, yeah, is it just light, dark, doing the same thing, just one is a villain, same tools, same sort of thing, just these subtle differences. And so I hope, kind of as we unpack this text, we see that this light and dark, it's not just two sides opposing each other in the same way, but it's like the light side is supposed to be doing something very fundamentally different, something, a totally different attitude, totally different tools, totally different outlook and purpose. So very different than just a simple good guy, bad guy, light versus dark sort of thing. So to begin unpacking this, I want to first highlight how Paul talks about us and says, you are light. He says, you are light, which is more than just, you know, you have light or something like that. You are light. And he also highlights that you were once darkness. So here you have the idea that light, that darkness can be flipped. And he also doesn't just say, like, go out there and vanquish darkness, because it's possible to be flipped from darkness to light, as there is examples of that, these readers are. But he does tell them to avoid the deeds of darkness, the works of darkness. So he's not simply depicting light as destroying darkness. You were once darkness, but now you are light, is what he says. So darkness can be flipped. It does not have to be cut in half and thrown into an energy hole. So Paul then focuses our attention on the kinds of works here. So in one spot, he's talking about unfruitful works, a word that's easy to miss over is this unfruitful talk, and he talks about fruit of the Spirit. So with this fruit language, we probably want to think in terms of like, this works out or this doesn't. This is a dead end or this isn't a dead end. And he's saying that these works of darkness, these are dead ends. The sin, the wickedness, the self-centeredness, the selfishness, all of these paths of darkness are dead ends. They're not going to work out. They're going to disappoint us. And then pointing to the fruit of the Spirit, he talks about goodness, righteousness, and truth. So very different things. The light, which again is us, is showing these dead ends for what they are. In that verse I read, it talked about exposing the deeds or exposing the works of darkness, shining light on it, which is to say, hey, showing these dead ends for what they are. And the way to show these things as dead ends for what they are is this goodness talk, this righteousness and truth talk, that this is to supposed to shine a new and better way forward for people that isn't just a dead end. And so your life, your fruits, your walk as children of light, is they're supposed to do that. And with that kind of approach for light here, I mean, that's something to take to heart and realize that we're not always, you know, so good at. I mean, sometimes we mess it up by so overly villainizing the darkness or the dark side, so to speak. I mean, where it's like, yeah, this, the people that are outsiders, those who aren't Christians, those are bad, they're lost and gone, just shun and avoid or things like that. And it's like, no, you are the light. You and I are the light. We are shining a better, we're supposed to be shining a better way forward. Not simply to shun or something like that, but to help, to win over, to talk to people, show them a new and better way forward. And so sometimes in our sinfulness, we write people off when we as the light are the ones that are supposed to be modeling and being an example of a better way forward. I think the other way that we can easily mess this up is, do we really show the value of being light, of this goodness and righteousness and truth, or is the difference between us and the outside world just kind of a minimal difference? Is it like the equivalence of the green lightsaber versus the red lightsaber only, just doing the similar things but to a different, on a different side? And you know, if we want to help others, if we want to be that light, our life is going to have to truly shine as a different strategy, a different approach, a different and better way forward. And of course, we follow that up with the message of Jesus and the gospel of this is the thing, this is the message that flips us from dark to light, the true light side. And so it's helpful both for how we approach others, and for how we think about ourselves when we remember the start of these verses with the you were once darkness, but now you're light in the Lord. Is it gives us, first of all, that approach that darkness can be flipped to light, but it also comforts us as this is what God has done for us. He has first flipped us from darkness to light. I mean, if he followed the script to Star Wars movies, I mean, we would have ended up like Darth Maul or General Grievous, who also died a pretty horrific death, or like one of numerous Death Stars if this was his approach to the dark side. But Jesus instead came and came to us to flip us over and to take the darkness, the deeds of darkness that we had done, and to take them on himself, to take the punishment that they deserved, to take that and pay for them on the cross to make us right with them. So the strategy wasn't, oh, vanquish these villains, but rather win these people over and rescue them, bring them over from being enemies to being friends. So drastically different approach and strategy in this light versus dark thing. And what's more, Jesus rose then victoriously over the dead and over death itself. And the interesting thing about this too with Star Wars is I'm always reminded of how Emperor Palpatine, you know, somehow returned for the last, you know, movie. And we all know that that was retconned after the fact. It was not planned. He, again, there's a lot of energy holes in Star Wars, but he had fallen down a clear, you know, energy hole to his doom and death, and yet they had to retcon it to make him somehow return, because I don't know if they couldn't think of a new villain. But at any rate, we know it's not, it's kind of cheesy because it was after the fact. But not so with Jesus. Did this, the fall in the Garden of Gethsemane, the goal of the Old Testament and pointing forward through the prophets and so forth has been a restoration of what was lost in that fall, a return to the garden, a return to paradise. And so this is no Jesus rose after the fact conveniently. This was planned out. This has been the goal of all this Old Testament stuff, pointing to that, the fulfillment of what was lost at the beginning in the garden. So our sins are gone. We're restored with him. We have Jesus' credit. We have eternal life. We have paradise. All of that restored thanks to Jesus and his work alone. And what's even more, he has worked the faith in our hearts, the faith that comes to us through the word. And so he's flipped us from the dark side to the light side. But even more than that, because he has made us, according to what Paul says here, he has made us light itself. And so I hope with some of this stuff here in Ephesians, we see that there is a really drastic difference between light and dark. Not only just the ideas themselves, but the approaches of what is light supposed to do? How do they react to the dark? It's not a simple light versus dark. We are to be light, and we are supposed to be shining a new and better way forward for people as an example in a world full of, you know, dead ends of sin and so forth. It's not something that we take credit for. After all, we ourselves were rescued and flipped from darkness to light, and that's such a great joy and comfort. We've been restored even to eternal life itself. And so we simply want others, of course, to be in on this joy too. Amen. And now please rise for prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for making us light. Help us to walk as children of light until you bring us to the light of heaven itself. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.